Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a voicemail recovered from Susan Wexler's cell phone.
Hey, Susan, it's CEJ. I just got your message. I'm actually driving on my way to the power plant right now. I did stop real quick at Jersey Mike's. So if anybody wants anything, I'm already out now, so it's kind of too late, but I'm willing to split some of the chips that I got. I'm hearing a lot of noises and seeing like flashes from that direction. So something tells me things are going really well as usual. Can't wait to find out what's going on. Don't know why I'm calling you, actually. I guess I could just be seeing this as I pull up. As a matter of fact, wait a second. Okay, yeah. All right, part of the building's on fire, so I'm just going to loop around to that part and just assume that's where everybody is. Okay? See you soon, stinker.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of heavenly heartbreakers and involuntary involvements in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the initiate. And I gotta be honest, I've felt better.
Hi, I'm Jeff Burdock, and I play Adam Miller, the mundane, and I don't kiss and tell, but I do kiss and blog, so check out my newest live journal post.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the Chosen, and I may be out of my body, stuck between two worlds, but as a prepubescent girl, I'm used to that, and I may be stuck between two dimensions, but as a member of the Monster Hunter Club, I'm used to that, and I may be a ghost, but I'm really sad about that.
Hi, everybody. My name is Claire Linick, and I play Susan Wexler, the expert. And Goodwill has sternly asked that I stop donating clothes to them.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ, the mundane. And this might just be the sexy back talking, but I am never going to regret my hard fandom for Justin Timberlake.
Hello, heroes. I'm James D'Amato. I play Chadriel, the divine. And people say you shouldn't text your ex you up, but of course I'm up. I'm from heaven.
Wow. Yes.
Chadriel.
Jamesy Wamesy.
Oh, Chadriel.
James, you've already blown even what my expectations were clean out of the water.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
Where we left off, Susan and the club were headed to Barora, Nebraska to face off with Barb and reclaim her books in order to resurrect Crashly Grenadine. Susan had just opened the bounce that the agents of Lamau used to teleport themselves between physical locations, and you all one by one walked in. Susan, I want to check in with you on one thing. Tori Pals is with you or not with you?
With us.
Great. I think so, too. There's no world in which Tori doesn't want to resolve this issue. As you all walk in, you open it. Susan, you're looking through the portal. You can see on the other side, Barora. There, again, Barora, Nebraska is officially, it's a Superfund site that has been shut down for decades due to some sort of industrial accident that took place. In reality, Susan knows it was the birthplace of the Bondelgrab, and has been shut down as a containment strategy by Lamau. What you see there is what it has always looked like, just a ghost town in the middle of Nebraska, everything there. Who walks through first? Susan, do you lead or do you go last?
That's my guess, is I go first.
Great.
Maybe put Tori in the caboose.
Yeah. So you are going first, Tori is going last. James, will you describe to Susan what she sees when she actually goes through the portal instead of the illusion that you presented for her?
Yeah, I think what you see when you step through the portal, like most unignorably, is a massive flaming wheel made of biceps, thighs, and abdominal muscles. There are eyes and wings kind of mixed in there, but like really you're getting drawn in by those biceps, by those triceps, by those delts. Like unignorably, like sort of pulls your attention toward it, and you hear, "Be not afraid."
And Susan, you instantly, you recognize exactly who this is. James, will you describe for us Chadriel's relationship to Susan?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. We see a younger Susan Wexler. How much younger? Impossible to say. Susan will never. But we see her hanging out with this chiseled Adonis, who is like kind of following her through different missions like an excitable puppy. There are a lot of scrapes and scrambles and scraps and whatnot. But like time after time, we can see Susan's like enthusiasm for the things that she is doing and patience for this person following her around just start to wane and dissipate. And it gets to a point where there's some sort of spell or something happening, and we see this again chiseled hunk of a beefcake get stuck in kind of a salt circle and say, "Well, Susan, I think it's broken. I can't move out of it. I can't move out of it. What's going on?" And we see him get pulled off into this like hole in space and completely disappear. And you know, Claire, I'll allow you to decide how young Susan Wexler sort of reacts to her handiwork kind of going through perfectly. But yeah.
Yeah, Susan, how did you feel when you successfully banished Chadriel the angel into, and let me check, James, his?
Yeah, we'll go with he, his.
Into his extra planar dimensional space.
Yeah, first of all, there's two sides to every story. You know, that is pretty much a one for one, but there's, you know, a couple details missing. No one was a hero here, and no one was wrong. And I felt, you know, I'd love to say it's something that I've thought about, something that I would regret, but it's like, you know how it is when it's like, you just got to put one foot in front of the other. And that's what I did.
Wow.
Yeah. And you realize with horror, Susan, somehow this probably isn't surprising. You have not bounced in a very long time. I think probably because of, in part, this and other things, like you don't necessarily trust the interdimensional techniques that are used for the bounce, especially as we've established one thing that does happen for any Lamau agent that is bouncing is it completely wipes their procedural memory, their muscle memory for a short period of time, which Susan likely prefers not to go into situations suddenly having no access to stuff. So you have not done this in quite some time. And you realize that in this moment, Chadriel has found a way to hack the bounce procedures and pull you into Chadriel's extra dimensional space instead of where you were actually intending to go. Oh, and no. Susan, as you turn and you try to stop the kids, you watch them one by one pop into Chadriel's space. Chadriel, were you expecting the kids to come with Susan?
Yes, of course. It happens this way almost every time.
Great. And as that's happening, Susan, you look back and you watch as Tori is walking through. The portal closes and Tori is not present with the rest of you. It is just you and the kids inside an angel's extra dimensional space.
Wow.
What do you do, Susan?
Wow. I am going to very cheerily look at Chadriel and be like, oh, good, you're here. But I'm drawing my weapons.
Oh, Susan, we don't have to do this.
Do what? And I'm jimmying something out of my pants.
You don't have to pretend. You don't have to pretend that you're excited to see me, okay?
Now, there is a part of me that is surprised. And wouldn't we call surprise excitement in some cultures?
No.
Damn it, Susan, that laser-focused mind of yours. Of course. Yes. Yes. There's excitement in that, but I know mostly regret. Susan, I have to let you know, I've saved you. I've saved all of you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I want to see what the kids have to say in this moment.
I guess Shamanda's like, is this another one of her exes?
Oh.
Oh.
Thank you, ball of Ken doll body parts.
Oh, and the one other thing that I want to add in is when you all pass through, Adam Miller and Shamanda, you can see Crashly. Whereas before, you really couldn't. The only ones who can are CEJ and Susan Wexler. Crashly takes not like fully corporeal form, like you can't like physically engage with her, but she does take like full visible shape.
Now, does Crashly like look like Crashly as a ghost, or is she got like, you know, like the classic ghost tail, or what does she look like?
That's a great question, Crashly. Are you like a Casper, or are you like a Sixth Sense?
I think it's right in between. So I think that I look like Crashly, but a line drawing. That's how I picture it. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Wait, like from the Take on Me universe?
Essentially, yeah. Wow. So like I'm transparent, but I look like, that's what ghosts look like.
Oh,
okay, great.
You get a hard outline. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So sort of like the circus wasn't me.
God, I really wish I knew that reference.
I'm trying to remember the kid that, the not me, I think it was, the one that always follows Jeffy around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Not me. Not
totally.
Me.
Not, yeah. Not me? His name
it's
is not
creepy.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, CEJ, you were talking to Susan's friend here when I interrupted.
Oh, yeah. Forgive me. Let me assume a form that you will be more familiar and comfortable with. And this, like, vision, this kaleidoscopic vision of Ken doll body parts before you sort of shifts into what looks like a Hemsworth brother that has not existed in a cowboy outfit. Just, like, generic cowboy outfit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Are like all monsters supposed to be hot? Like, did we all die?
Are we dead?
No.
No. Oh, no. Wow.
No, but you could have.
How?
Bouncing is broken.
Oh.
Bouncing is. I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt. Listen, Oklahoma Hemsworth, I'm really excited to meet you, but I don't know what bouncing is, and we actually were like totally fine just now on our own until you did Yankee noodle moves into whatever this place is.
Look, you wouldn't remember this, but you've been around the block like a couple times now. And this is a bit of a weird one because normally you guys are like cowboys and stuff. I'm seeing now that we're in sort of a more technologically advanced one of these.
What?
And I feel overdressed. But at this point, we just can't do these things anymore. So I took you here so that you'd be safe with me instead of... did you play the 1993 computer game Doom?
Yeah, no. Of course.
That's a documentary about the future.
Wait, what? So, that's the future? Yeah. On Mars?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. When if we advance in 100 years and get to Mars, Doom will happen.
Sign me up.
Exactly like Doom, except legally distinct enough that nobody would get in trouble for it.
Oh,
but I don't
want
to stay in this like infinite nothingness. Like,
but Shamanda, we could be living Doom life.
Why am I still a ghost?
And then at this point, one thing that I think definitely happens, Crashly, because this is all very fresh for you, you realize. Yeah. That Chadriel is exactly describing the future that you just erased.
that
like Chadriel would have been exactly right 2 days ago, but it's clearly not up to, well, a few things about this. One, you realize you're talking to somebody who probably doesn't understand the difference between a year and a day.
Yeah.
Because of the scale of this. Like, we previously established from Derek that angels see the universe as repeating exactly the same every time, but that there's actually quite a lot from a human perspective, wildly different variations in that. But for an angel's perspective, it's like, it works the same every time, you know, up is up, gravity works, time progresses forward at one moment per moment, like the basics are there. And so they kind of get fuzzy on the details. And you realize in this moment that you are talking to somebody who absolutely believes that they are keeping you safe from the thing that you have already successfully prevented.
Okay, so Crashly is talking to this very handsome, like Kendall Hemsworth looking angel person. So automatically she's like in full Paul's basement mode. So like, so she, Crashly is like, if ghosts could sweat, she's sweating. She's like trying to tuck her hair behind her ear, but she can't because she's just a line drawing. She's trying to like lean on the wall in a sexy way, but fall like can't.
Like, sliding into it.
Exactly. So she's just like, hey.
Do we notice this?
Crashly, your translucent is turning like a little pink and like rosy. Yeah. And okay. You.
No, it's
Crashly.
Do you want some ghost water? Oh gosh, I don't know how to comfort you.
I just have to tell something to Cowboy, what's your name? Cowboy?
No, that was a charming nickname given to me by your friend CEJ here. I am Chadriel.
Whoa. Chadriel's cool.
That's a cool name. I have to tell you something, which is like so dumb. Like I'm an idiot, but I think that I already solved that problem, because like I don't know if you noticed, because like not everyone does, but I'm like a ghost, and also I date an angel, so like I kind of know a little bit about your culture, so like I know. You might not like notice.
Wow, I'm prepared to be respected in a fundamentally new way. Cool.
Yes, and not fetishized at all. So here's the thing, when I like became a ghost, I actually changed everything, because have you ever heard of, okay, this is so like embarrassing, but have you ever heard of the incoherence?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that was me. Like
my good friend Crashly Grenadine is that. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's you.
That's
Wait,
me.
Oh. Good yeah. friend. You know each other?
We know each other?
We've met a couple hundred times, and each time, might I add, it is a delight.
Oh, but my God.
Okay, Chadriel, let's
I have a boyfriend.
Whoa. Yeah, from across the void, I guess Shamanda is like that friend at the club with all the coats and the purses. Like, hello, are you going to get the number or not? We need to get up out of here.
Shut up. I have a boyfriend. Like, stop. Anyway, yeah, so like when I died, I think like it's okay now because the incoherence is like somewhere else. We don't know where, and like it doesn't matter because it's okay now.
So you've changed everything.
Yeah.
Again.
Again.
Cool. Okay.
Wait, what does that mean? I'm stupid. What?
Susan, I'm so sorry. Maybe I didn't need to do this.
Oh, that is honestly the exact truth.
No problem, my guy. So just like, you know, send us on back. No big deal. Up top.
Yeah, let's go.
Would love to do that. Really wish I could do that. You do have to kind of mellow here for a little bit. is a thing.
Okay.
How long?
What's a unit of measure is a mellow? Is that?
Oh, yeah. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, we're humans.
Well, I mean, you usually make it out mostly the same.
Huh? What do you mean? What? Chad, whoa. What, my man?
Don't worry. I have been preparing for this over many cycles of 100 years. So there's lots of comforts for you all to explore and enjoy.
Okay.
While we wait.
What do you got?
Hey, Tyler. I would love to do an empath check on this handsome figure. I don't trust him. He's too handsome.
Yeah, Shamanda, go ahead. Roll plus weird.
And can I find out if there's internet or cell service here? Because he said there's going to be amenities, and if there's, I'm about to flip.
I mean, yeah, of course. You don't even need to roll for that. I think there certainly is. I don't know. What do you have a device to connect with it?
Yeah, I got a laptop in my backpack.
Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there is Wi-Fi, and your, you know, external Wi-Fi dongle that you have on your laptop picks it up right away.
What is his Wi-Fi name?
I'll leave that up to Chadriel to tell us.
Yeah, it's Iron Temple, and the password is just don't skip leg day. Yeah.
Wow, I rolled an 8 plus weird is going to be 10.
An 8 plus weird is 10. Great. Yeah. So on a 10 or more, you gain a clear impression of their current emotional state and intentions, and you will get +1 forward when acting on this knowledge. So I'm going to, James, will you just describe for us what Chadriel is currently feeling and what Chadriel currently intends?
Yeah. So Chadriel, I think the thing that you pick up right away is that this being in front of you is not canny enough to deceive you. And if you feel tricked, it is probably your fault. He's very much wearing everything on his sleeve. Feels like he was trying to do you a solid, is embarrassed because this is one of the loops where you didn't need his intervention. but is mostly happy to see his friends again.
All right, Shamanda goes, I don't trust this guy at all. I've got my eye on you, mate, bro.
Oh, wow. Shamanda, never change.
Yeah, and Shamanda, you realize, yeah, like, because you all roughly know this, of that the universe, you fix it so that now it will go from 2006 to 2106, and then if things aren't perfect, it will reset. And that it has done that. You realize now hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of times already, that this is not the first time that it has been 2006 in this new loop, and that Chadriel has met you all a bunch and has spent a lot of time with you all, but none of you remember any of it. Huh. And none of it is necessarily true this time through, but that is clearly where Chadriel is. Really what it is Chadriel is doing that thing where when you meet somebody and you're like, I think we're going to be friends, and you kind of skip a few of the opening lines and you just kind of go into the meat of the conversation. Chadriel's kind of doing that with you all, rather than this time just trying to go through of like, oh, I've never met you before and everything. Chadriel's just kind of skipping past all of that to be like, hey, we know each other. You don't know I know you, but we're friends.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I'm like, oh, and I reach, I guess, into my mind's inner mind and pull out a fact of like, oh, I was supposed to, I left a note somewhere here to remind myself that I've been here before. Chadwell, do you have those envelopes that we left the last time?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's over by the mail station. And you can see now, sort of like looking out into this infinite abyss, it does sort of look like a kind of shitty do department that sprawls on into infinity. And there's a lot of similar things that are just variations of each other, most of them cowboy themed.
Spurs everywhere.
Chadriel has stuck to mostly the cowboy variations of the universes.
It's the most common one. So yeah.
Now here's an important question I have for you, James. Mm-hmm. Do all angels have their own space, or do all angels share a space that is vast enough that they all have basically their own section in it?
So glad you asked. Each angel has their own space, but spaces that angels have are completely disconnected from time and the universe and whatnot. So the more loops we get of reality, the more crowded and cluttered these spaces get as we put variations of the objects that we've picked up across the various loops into the space.
Amazing. I love that so much. And so what I want to establish here then is, in the process of doing that, you've also been stuck here since Susan trapped you inside your space. And so
since Susan accidentally foisted me into the void.
That's right.
And wasn't that funny?
Super funny. And also, Susan, I really admire the way that you emotionally dealt with that very smoothly immediately after it happened.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're resilient.
You know, you just wake up and you say, okay, and you just keep going, you know? And yeah. What were you going to say? Because that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I was going to say that's literally what you did. The day immediately after, I was so worried that you would be racked with potentially guilt, potentially just grief. But you woke up, said okay audibly to the air, and then just went about your life. Truly inspiring. Amazing.
I was like, what would Chadriel want me to do? You know? And I was exactly, like, keep living.
That is exactly what I would have wanted.
Yeah. And so, Chadriel, I just want to establish something. So you've been able to look out the entire time. Is that right? You've been able to watch?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can always. I mean, that's the job that I chose from the chore wheel.
So you've just been. So is my understanding of this that you're similar to Derek in terms of being a watcher, like somebody that does that? Is that what you mean?
Yes, I have been tasked with helping Susan Wexler get her life together. And
good luck.
I struggled with that for several years. But the thing, Susan, that I say to you every time, and I want to say to you now, is you've done such a great job without me.
Oh, that is okay. That's really sweet. And I'm sorry. Thank you.
For what?
Wow. I needed that today. It's been not a Susan Wexler day, you know?
You know what? I'm going to say in this moment, Chadriel, roll to deal with the feels.
Aww. Oh, no.
Because it sounds like that's really working.
Yeah.
Because we know Susan's been pretty afraid since she saw Derek's true form.
Let's deal with the feels.
So for this, you'll roll plus weird.
Plus weird. Uh-oh. Weird isn't one of my good ones. Oh, weird is zero. And I did roll 9.
Okay. Oh, so Susan is going to be able to remove her fear condition, but you, Chadriel, will need to either admit something embarrassing or make a bold gesture.
Yeah, Susan, what you need right now is a hot bath and a nice cup of tea, and I've prepared it for you. And he gestures off to the side, and you can see that there is this sort of grandiose tub that is covered in like rose petals, with like a cup of tea set on like one of those little trays that lays across the tub.
Oh, nice!
And it's a bubble bath, just full of bubbles. It's been drawn fresh for you, Susan. You really need to take a load off. You put so much pressure on yourself.
I am so glad that it was laundry day and I am wearing a swimsuit under this outfit instead of underwear.
Oh my God.
I am. Thank you. This is too much. You know what? Thank you. And I have some questions. It sounds like there's a lot to do. But first, I'm going to take some Wexler time. And I'm just going to take off my working jumpsuit and I've got on a floral one piece.
Oh, amazing.
Slip on in.
Beautiful.
Hey, Chadriel, do you have like any spare clothes around here that we could change into?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, nice. Mind you, we're all kind of bloodied from the war.
Yeah, I kind of got blood.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I would just, you know, I'm dying to kind of get my cowboy duds on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you'll be so much more comfortable. He takes you over to like the walk-in closet that again is just sort of full of different variations on outfits that you might wear. I want to emphasize that yes, there is a cowboy timeline and it does come up quite frequently, but it's also a cowboy timeline that is technologically cowboy. Whoa. And stylistically cowboy, but there are sort of modern advancements. So you do still have like Hot Topic style t-shirts, but they're done with like cotton and just sort of like studded to have ironic sayings on them or like depictions of Invader Zim, as it were.
Could I please have one of those too, Chadriel?
Yeah, of course. That's usually one of the first things that you want to do before you guys play Sega 32X classics like Knuckles Chaotix. Whoa. Yeah.
Oh my god, this is awesome. Hell, I'm never going back to Earth.
Yeah, this is sick.
I'm a little worried. I'm so sorry to like bust in and like be so embarrassing, but like my body is like potentially, I don't know like the right way to say it, rotting, and I want to get back into it.
Oh my gosh, Crashly, like take a chill pill, dude. Like what is with you? Okay, ever since you like, died.
CEJ, calm down, dude. You literally just got
me
here.
Calm down. You guys are like,
CEJ, do not ruin this for me.
How did you hear me from over there?
I can hear you always.
As Shamanda's pulling on her cowboy attire, she looks like Cleavon Little in Blazing Saddles, like a full and somehow absolutely found like a Gucci saddle and is just throwing that over her shoulder until she finds a horse somewhere. It's like,
yeah, there are horses here. They are wild at this point because they've sort of bred together across many timelines. Oh. Some of them have some pretty distinct genetic deficiencies.
Break that horse.
So.
Oh my gosh.
They're just waiting for a young girl to tame them.
Chadriel, can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course, Adam.
Do you have a lid? Do you have lids up here?
Yeah, of course. Like, well, and you can see there again, it is the sensibilities of lids, but it is with 10-gallon cowboy hats.
Cowboy lids.
Cowboy lids.
Now, Chadriel.
Yeah, check it out. I found an LA Lakers cowboy hat.
It's a cowboy snapback.
No, it's the San Antonio Spurs.
It snaps back.
I love it. Now, Chadriel, I'm banned on Earth. Am I banned up here?
Well, there are no employees up here. This is just the items that I've grabbed. When
can I suggest? Can we just see Adam? Will you try to walk through the door?
Yeah, of the lids? I walked through the door of the lids.
Roll to act under pressure.
Oh okay. No!
It's okay. It's a six.
You cannot get through. You can't get through the door.
No one help. No one help.
Oh, okay, so wait a minute. We've learned that you have been like arcanely banned from leads.
Oh my gosh.
Poor Adam.
I guess I'm so good.
There's more to lids than we know or understand.
I turn and I'm like, we have to get out of here now. We need to save Crashly's body.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, and I come over with like a towel around my middle, a towel on my head, and then one that's kind of like covering my knees.
What?
I don't love my knees right now. You know? And so I'm just going to be like, I do have a couple questions, Chadriel. Do you know Derek Pfeiffer?
Oh, yeah, of course. I've never met him in person.
Would there be a way?
Well, I mean, that's not true. I met him in heaven, of course, when we were choosing chores from the chore wheel.
Oh, of course. The chore wheel.
Right. When you say in person, you mean like in your person suit.
Outside of the firmament. Yes. In our flesh suits.
Well, yeah. And I did see him, and I guess I would like to talk to him because I'm feeling really embarrassed about the way I reacted to his body. And no one should be embarrassed about their body. And
what's up with your knees?
Oh. Okay.
CEJ, you can't ask that.
CEJ. Why? What's what I do?
Okay, I take off my knee towel bravely.
Oh.
Wow.
They're incredible.
Yep, oh they're gosh. Very strong.
They're strong looking.
Susan,
your knees bend the other way. That's so cool. You're like a flamingo.
Thank you.
And we never noticed that through pants.
Also, they bend sideways too. What's going on?
Yeah, wait a second. There's like no
Susan
joint
is
there.
Quadruple jointed in her knees.
Yeah. It's canon.
What a day for canon.
Yeah, I think this is when we discover Susan at some point along the line got hit with a pretty nasty curse. From and Susan, you are the one who's going to tell us, you know, when you're ready to. You don't have to in this moment, but like eventually we'll find out if it was a monster or a magic user or whatever, but you got cursed with these quadra jointed horrific by human standards knees. Obviously part of the reason why you love a jumpsuit so much.
Yeah, I'll just be like, well, it's a long story, but that's why I'm so fast. And let's just say not everybody takes a breakup very well. Okay. Just a small hex. Just a hex for my ex. Listen, kids. Is there a way for us to get... A, we got to get these books. Focus number one. Focus number two. And they're very close to each other. I don't think Derek's doing his best.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about him.
Oh, yeah. He's not here.
Yeah, Susan, have you told the kids what happened with Derek? Because you all... Derek, you know, had his meltdown. That was on the banks of the Mystery River. It was you, Crashly, and Derek. You all went and stuff. The kids know you went to your lair to heal up and everything. How in depth did you talk about it over the next those 2 days where you were all sort of healing up?
Okay, this is a classic mix them up. I forgot to tell the kids.
And we did.
I know Crashly assumes he's like on the school bus or something. Like he got upset seeing her die, but doesn't know.
Great. Yeah.
We didn't ask either. Kind of bad friends sometimes.
Well, most of you were probably unconscious for most of that 2 days.
Yeah, it was a tough time.
I just kind of assumed y'all got him killed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but remember like 15 seconds ago when Adam was like, oh, Derek's not here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I just realized Derek's not here.
Yeah.
He's usually sort such a positive and together guy. Y'all have been emotionally supporting him, right?
Yeah, he's a really good boyfriend, actually, and I shouldn't have been talking to you like that.
Were you flirting?
Wait, Derek's still alive?
Yeah, is Derek just like back spinning the chore wheel? Did he go back?
Yeah, he must be.
He's probably on the school bus.
He's probably with my mom.
Don't worry, kids. As long as he is in an emotionally healthy and stable state, I'm sure he hasn't done anything rash.
Okay, well, we've got issues.
Chad, sorry. He was really upset. Basically is feeling every emotion possible and like was crying real tears.
So Shamanda, you don't know what happened in the end to Derek, but you do know that he's been riding like a real tight line right on the edge of like falling apart until or unless Susan tells you what ultimately happened to Derek. You just don't know. I guess Shamanda doesn't yet know that Derek shed his human form and ran away into his void, but yeah, you do know that he's emotionally been pretty fraught.
Okay, I will say,
Shamanda, I wouldn't worry. You know how hard it is to upset Derek Pfeiffer. You know, negativity just bounces off of him. To make something stick, it would take, you know, repeated negligence over time, which no one in this group would do.
No.
Exactly.
I send him Boys to Men lyrics like all the time, so he should be really...
You do?
Yeah.
And he loves Boys to Men.
When do you text him?
In the morning, I'm like, good morning, here's a lyric from a song. I can't, I for copyright reasons, I can't think of any of them at this exact moment.
I can't think of any of them.
But,
do you make him mixtapes? Do you make him mix CDs?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I don't make tapes. I'm not old. Yeah, I make like playlists and stuff and send it to him. Like, this is a cool song that I like, that you would like.
Really?
Shamanda, read the room.
I can't read the room. It's infinite. This could be literally anything.
Nice one, Shamanda.
Actually, that was pretty good.
I just didn't know that.
Damn, that was pretty good. High five. All right, up top.
Now, the one other thing that I want to throw into this also then, just to stir the pot of this, further, Adam Miller, a few days ago, Shamanda was directly going after Genesis for stealing her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, how have you broached that with Shamanda at all?
How long have I been conscious?
I mean, it's up to you, probably a day. Like, you've been in and out of consciousness. You know, it's not like a thing where you were in surgery or anything. You were just sleeping off.
Yeah.
Pretty bad situation, but...
I don't think I have broached it with Shamanda. I think that I'm still pretty distraught that, you know, Genesis is dead and all that.
How does it feel when you hear that she has been making mix CDs for Derek?
Yeah, it sounds a little fishy. It sounds like Shamanda wants her cake and to eat her cake, too, I say out loud.
No, I kind of agree with you, Adam.
What?
You accuse Genesis of stealing your boyfriend. aka me, but you broke up with me because you said I wasn't good enough for you or something from season one that I can't remember.
It seems like we're all forgetting the intricate details of how we felt about people from a time ago.
That's true.
I mean, I gave you all the feelings and the memories. You have that floppy disk so you can have your old girlfriend whenever you
want. And I thank you. I thank you. But it just feels like, what are you doing with Derek? You into him now?
I'm exploring the options.
Yeah, what's going on here? Am I going to be next?
Oh, buddy.
Oh, come on, CEJ. No.
CEJ.
Could be. I think Shamanda's exploring the options of having multiple partners at once, because why
you
not?
Would you consider CEJ seriously?
I mean, he did bring a huge 20-pound laptop in his backpack, and his spine didn't snap in half.
That's true.
He seems pretty strong to me.
Guess what's playing right now? Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Okay.
Wait, are you Rickrolling yourself?
The cowboy version.
The cowboy version.
I flipped the monitor around and there's like a Rick Astley there and he's got spurs. He looks like he's dressed like Lil Nas X from the Old Town Road. Yeah.
Now, don't they call it Rick?
Never Gonna Give You Up. Never gonna Let You Down.
Now, don't you say, oh, you got Rick Road.
Oh, yes. Now, kids, you know I love drama more than anyone, but I think there is something you need to see. And Chadriel and I used to only do this at parties, but...
Oh, gross.
No, Chadriel. Would you project my memories from my last few moments with Derek?
Oh.
Yeah. Chadriel's eyes and mouth open up, and it's like a projector.
And I put my elbow in there.
Put your elbow in there?
In his mouth?
The seat of human memory.
Elbow.
Yeah, and you all watch as Derek Pfeiffer kind of scream, holding Crashly's body, trying to revive her and failing, and then just his skin suit just flaying away.
Oh my gosh!
As the angel bursts out from inside of it and then shunts itself off into an extra dimensional plane, much like the one that you find yourself currently in.
I want to point out that there is no sound in this replay of the memory, and like a silent film, it cuts away to the subtitles like on their own title cards. So like when the sound of his flesh suit exploding with like the angelic form happens, like it cuts away to an exact transcription of what that
absolutely
sound would be.
Incredible.
Is there like a jaunty honky tonk piano to yes. plays underneath?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're in the cowboy verse here. Of course there is.
Oh my God.
See, don't you kids feel better now about your own little fights?
No, that was
little
horrible.
Fights.
No.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was horrible. That was
Susan,
so sad.
Susan, you're a janitor, not a counselor. Don't do this.
Oh.
That was horrible.
Wait, I'm confused. Why was Derek so upset?
Because I died and he loved me. I was his girlfriend and now I'm just a ghost.
Yeah, but your group is so emotionally resilient. That's one of your strengths. Clearly, you've all learned on your adventures together, surviving under impossible odds, that the only thing that you have to rely on is each other.
Hey.
Yeah, you don't know us very well.
Yeah, at this point, I want to establish a thing. From what has happened in this last 5 minutes between you all, I think you have each taken an emotional condition.
Oh, God.
From all of that back and forth. So let's go down here and say, Shamanda, which one have you taken from everybody kind of picking at you about your choice in partners?
I feel guilty, I guess.
Okay. Adam Miller, which one are you feeling?
Well, I already feel guilty, so now I guess I feel dejected.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. You lost Genesis and are finding out that Shamanda's maybe feels a little more casual about you than you expected. Yeah. Crashly, what are you feeling?
I feel afraid because if Derek reacted like that to what I did, I think maybe it might be a little more serious even than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Susan, what are you feeling?
I feel very guilty.
Yeah. And then CEJ, what are you feeling?
I bet he feels nothing.
I'm feeling insecure because this gang has already like let me and a bunch of other people die one time. So I now that I know that they're also not even up to the snuff of the normal average version of this group, I'm very nervous that I'm going to die again.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
And he said all that out loud to us.
Like, dude, yeah. And,
yeah. Yeah.
Can we? As a matter of fact, I'm pretty nervous that I'm going to die a second time, Chadriel?
Chadriel.
It's Chadriel.
Yeah.
See, EJ, this group would never let you die.
Well, they did it already one time.
Intentional.
Oh.
No, you let yourself
die.
You
did it, CEJ. You know.
Wow,
it.
You're blaming me for dying?
You yes. walked in there.
Well, nobody, 100%. CEJ, no one's blaming you.
No, I, Chadriel.
I am.
They just
you're
blame
just
me.
A noble and courageous soul who repeatedly sacrifices himself for the greater good. This is a thing that is known.
What?
He walked into...
I think you mean I push Crashly. Adam.
Shamanda puts EJ in a headlock again.
I fall.
You know what? I think everybody in this fight is going to take another emotional condition.
Oh, no. I'm angry.
I'm not in it. I'm not in it.
Angry. I'm angry.
I'm
Me
dejected.
Too. Angry.
All the stuff I've done for CEJ.
CEJ, I think you taking anger as well.
Oh, sure. I was going to take afraid, but I'll take, yeah, angry's good. Angry's, okay. No, I'll take afraid.
I think afraid makes sense.
CEJ, you know how many flyers we put up about your clarinet recitals around town, and you talk to us like that?
Yeah, you're not good, by the way. That,
what? Are you kidding me?
At this point, Chadriel, will you do me a favor here? Will you roll plus sharp for a what's going on here?
Yeah. Oh, God, plus sharp is not one of Chadriel's stats. Okay, that is a 6.
Okay, so I think, so you didn't directly ask me
oh,
this.
Oh, wait, sorry, actually that's a 7 because it's oh, okay, only minus great. 1 instead of minus 2.
Let's go! I'm going to treat this like Chadriel at this point. You, James, didn't ask me this question, but I think that this is a moment where Chadriel's situation is the question. So on a 7 to 9, I'm going to give you a cryptic or incomplete answer and tell you how to find out more. So my cryptic answer to the question that you didn't ask is, it seems like things are not as you expected in terms of their relationships. So in other words, Chadriel is starting to glean at this point, even through the haze of the pressure that all of those glistening abs puts on a mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, Chadriel is starting to figure out of like, oh, this round is different than the other ones in this way. Something is off, and you can't quite tell what, but you realize they are not the people that you keep describing. And the only way to find out more information on that would be, you know, to kind of confront them on it.
Okay, wait a minute. That's enough.
Wait, I stop and look.
Let go of my neck.
No.
Are you telling me that your group doesn't think that CEJ is a noble and generous soul who would sacrifice himself for the greater good?
No.
The one fact about CEJ that everyone knows.
What?
Oh,
I mean,
that's the
like
one fact.
Thank you.
We knew him like a long time, like before he sacrificed himself. So I'm kind of like weighing out like the whole experience of knowing CEJ and not like the last prolific thing he ever did.
Yeah, and like sometimes he's funny.
Whoa, 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 wait, wait. No. That would be the duration. It just ends that way usually most of the time, every time. But don't you see? Don't you see the opportunity you have?
Chadriel.
This is different.
CJ sacrificing himself nearly ended the universe.
Yeah, he selfishly wanted some fleas.
Okay, it sounds like your experience is different than it should be. Because I'll tell you, Crashly's never a ghost. And your group can usually rely on each other. There's there's never any tension. You support each other. You take care of each other.
And in this moment, Chadriel, you realize how would you phrase your mission again?
Oh, my mission was specifically phrased, help Susan Wexler get her life together.
And you know, at this point, this group is Susan's life. And you realize in this moment, what Susan needs, what your entire existence has been building towards, is a series of group bonding exercises, some open and affirming hard conversations, and a good healing circle session to bring this group into unison.
Trust falls.
Yeah, let's do a ropes course or something.
That's all for today's episode. Join us next week for part two of two. A huge thank you to James D'Amato for being our incredible guest and guide to Cowboy Heaven. If you'd like to explore more of James's work, and I really think you should, check out the podcast Campaign Skyjacks, a folktale punk actual play set in a world inspired by the music of the Decemberists, the board game Illimat, and classic adventure fiction. And also by James's books, The Ultimate RPG Guide series, with the newest entry, The Ultimate RPG Game Master's World Building Guide, and the upcoming Ultimate RPG Backstory Guide 2. Available wherever books are sold and truly worth the purchase for yourself or as a gift. Thanks again, James. It was a blast. And thank you so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, please go on to Spotify and use their new rating feature for our podcast. Until next time, watch out for hexes from exes that skis the knees.
My mom's a huge fan of clean feeds.
Clean feeds. Oh, that's a good joke.
Thank you.
That was a good joke. Yeah, he did a good job.
That should be the stinger.
Yeah, give that to him.
Get that on the end. Yeah, tack that on the end there.
He deserves it.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.